A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from our almost soundproof studio in Silver Spring, Maryland, and we are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Samach, Nedarim 60a, pagination is 119, starting from the Mishnah at the beginning of the new Perek. Konam. A person makes a neder, a vow, yayin, regarding wine, she'eni toeim, that I will not taste wine, hayom, today. Eina oser ela achatechshach. He is only going to be forbidden from having wine until the night, meaning until the end of this day. And what we're being taught here is that when he says today, he doesn't mean a 24-hour time period, but rather until the day is expired. Shabbos Zu, if he makes the same type of vow against consuming wine, but this time he makes it for the week. Asur B'chal HaShabbos, he's going to be forbidden for the entire week. V'Shabbos L'She'avar, and the Shabbos which follows the week counts to the previous week and will be included in his vow, because he made the vow, let's say, on Monday, and he makes the vow that he won't drink wine this week. So until Shabbos is certainly included in his vow, and we're being told Shabbos as well is included in this week of restriction. Chodesh Zeh, if he says this month, Asur B'chal HaChodesh, he's going to be forbidden the entire month. V'Rosh Chodesh Lehaba, and when you encounter a Rosh Chodesh, you should count it to the month to come, rather than Lisha Ovar, to the month that has passed. And we'll see in a moment the Gemara and the approach of Rashi and the Ran. Shana Zu Asur B'chal HaShana, if he says this year, he's going to be forbidden the entire year, V'Rosh Hashanah La'asid Lavo. But when he gets to Rosh Hashanah, that counts to the year to come, and therefore he's only prohibited until Rosh Hashanah. Shavua Zeh, this unit of seven-year cycle, Asur B'chal HaShavua, he's going to be forbidden for the remainder of the seven-year cycle. Ushevius, and the Shemitah year, just like Shabbos, is L'Sha'avar, counts to the previous cycle, and he would be forbidden, including Shemitah, in whatever restriction he puts into place. Let's move on to the Gemara on Amud Beis, and let's begin midway on the page, towards the end of a line. Chodesh Zeh, if a person says this month, Asur B'chol HaChodesh, he's going to be forbidden for the entire month, V'Rosh Chodesh Lehaba, and the Rosh Chodesh counts to the month to come. Asks the Gemara, Pshita, that's obvious, Ki it's Tericha L'Chodesh Chaser. The case of our concern, and why we needed the Chiddush of the Mishnah to tell you that Rosh Chodesh counts to the month to come, is when the day of Rosh Chodesh is really referring to a month, that day is the 30th day of the previous month. And typically, the months switch off, so that if this month is a Chaser, a 29-day month, the month before it and the month after it are both going to be 30s. Usually, that's the pattern. There's a particular exception, swing months, but basically, that's the way the pattern exists. So, the Gemara is saying that normally, we understand that Rosh Chodesh counts for the coming month, because the first of the month of Elul belongs to the month of Elul, and it's Rosh Chodesh. and everybody understands that. Our concern is regarding the last day of the previous month, when the previous month has 30 days, and that 30th day counts as the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore that's a significant chiddush. You're telling me that even though it's not really the new month, it nevertheless, as far as Nidorim vows go, it counts as the new month. And the reason is, as the Gemara will explain, because people think of it as Rosh Chodesh, as the new month. And therefore it counts as such, and it's the cutoff. Rosh Chodesh, even the 30th of the previous month, is going to count towards the new month. Ma'u detema, I would have thought, Rosh Chodesh l'sha'avar have, Rosh Chodesh is really the last day of the previous month. And as the Rana understands it, velitzar, and I would have thought that it's forbidden, Kamash Malon comes to tell me, Karu Inshi Resh Yarcha, people call it the beginning of the month, and when he makes a neder, people think of it as the new month, even though it really isn't, and therefore the vow made during the month will not include the first day of the coming Rosh Chodesh. Rashi words the explanation here, the way we have the girsa, that the person is making the neder on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th of the previous month, velo litzer, and the concept here would be that perhaps the first day of Rosh Chodesh is not included in the vow which he is making for the coming month. Kamash Malon, the month has already started with first day Rosh Chodesh, because that's the way people talk. They call it Resh Yarcha, they call it the Rosh Chodesh of Elul. And therefore, that day is included in the month. But regardless whether we view it referring to the month that's leaving or the month that's coming, the concept in principle is the same, that Rosh Chodesh is going to belong to the month which is starting, even if it's the 30th of the month, of the previous month, it is going to belong as we refer to it. We call it Rosh Chodesh Elul. We call it Rosh Chodesh Adar. And therefore, in the terminology that people use, it's considered part of that Adar or Elul, the month by which it's referred to. On a very practical halachic level, when we write a document, such as a ksuba, we are careful to write it accommodating very clear precision. And we write that it's Yom Lamed Shehu Rosh Chodesh, that it's the 30th day of the month, which is Rosh Chodesh of the coming month. If you take a quick look, you could see this topic touched upon in the Ran, three lines up in the Ran, B'shem HaTosfos, in the name of Tosfos, D'begitin Tzarech Lichtov B'yom Shloshim L'chodesh Tishrei, Shehu Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan K'dei L'hachmir, that we should be strict and we should make sure to write that it's the 30th of Tishrei, which is Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and an entire literature in Halacha exists. What happens if a person was indeed less than precise, and he only wrote that it's the 30th of Tishrei, for example, would that too be acceptable? Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.